Coach Batchelor probably needs a moment to calm his heart rate.
No,
I can imagine it was not exactly the way he drew up squandering a 15-point lead in the first half. But Fred, thanks for joining us. Your team pulls out a win there at the end, 62-59. I want to start with Shantisha Bryant because she played really well off the bench today, and you needed every minute from her given the foul trouble you were in.
Yeah, no, I've never been in that situation. I actually didn't know where I was going to go with that last one for defensive purposes. I thought it was a tough game. It was a tough call game. And we didn't play that well. I think we got caught up in the calls not going our way, and it affected us mentally. And we didn't play as well as we needed to play, particularly when we had the lead. But you got to give all our credit to Howard. They hit some shots. You know, I told him at halftime, I said, the toughest thing is playing against a wounded animal. And they're off their best player, but they have nothing to lose. So they played like that tonight.
You used the word mentally. Do you chalk up all the turnovers, especially in the second half, to just a lack of focus?
I don't know if it was a lack of focus. I don't know if I'd say that. I just, that's a real good question. But, I think we got frustrated. So you call it some mental breakdowns. I think we went through some mental breakdowns. The game, I mean, if you look at how many fouls were called and how many free throws they shot in the third quarter, it was really, really a different type of game to play in. And I thought we showed some resiliency and some mental toughness to be able to fight through that and find a way to win.
Yeah, well, the Bison played a packed-in 2-3 zone. They triple-teamed our big people. And it looked like we got frustrated a little bit trying to get the basketball inside, and then we didn't hit outside threes. The things weren't going our way, and it's kind of snowball effect.
Yeah, and then it gets frustrated. But we missed a lot of – I said we took one shot. I said we were like 1-for-9.
Yeah.
1-for-9 from Winston. I thought we were like 1-for-100 from three-point line. I know we played against the zone, and I thought we were patient. We didn't take early threes. The ball rose, swung from one side to the other, it went inside, it went out, and we still didn't knock it down. And so, I was just glad we were able to come through with this one. This was a real difficult one to lose if we had them.
Well, let's put it in a positive spin. You got three wins the last four games. You're playing pretty well in conference play now, and with this win, if I'm not mistaken, right, you're 4-4 in the conference. Maybe things are starting to turn around a little bit.
Well, Coach Jenkins made a great point today at the scout, and they've been doing a great job, both him and Coach Whitley. But at the scout, when we were doing the scout, he said the first quarter of the season, the first quarter of MEAC play, we were 1-3, and a win tonight would make us 3-1 in the second quarter. And I said, that's a heck of a way to look at it, because I'm sitting here mad about the fact that we're fighting to be 4-4 at this point. But, when you look at it like that, Lord willing, that we are playing a little bit better basketball and we'll find a way to win.
The sign of a fearless leader. He gives his assistant coaches credit for the scout.
That's right.
Congratulations on the win. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.